Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We begin a new simin, a new chelik. We begin a new machzor of Dir Shul Mishnah Rura here at the first Seder Beis Medrash, Yud Gimel Adar Aleph Toshin Pei Beis, February 14th, 2022. We are in, once again, chelik Aleph. Simin Aleph, Hilchos Hanogos Adam Babaiker. And before we begin, I want to just express my hakaras hatoiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for allowing me to share these words of the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah, and others with you. And Mitzvah Hashem, we should always zeiche to learn mitchila vat soif from beginning to end of all six chalakim once again.
Amen.
We begin here, and Mechaber tells us, Yizgaber ka'ari lamuid ba'boike la'avoidas bo'iroi. Person should get up like a lion, lamuid ba'boike, to stand in the morning, la'avoidas bo'iroi, to serve his Creator. Shehehu ma'ir ha'shacha, that he should awaken the dawn. Now, let's understand a few things over here. Number one, why are we starting with a mushal over here to get up like a lion? If you look in Beinu Bachai, Parshas Vayakel, in a few weeks, 2 weeks, Mr. Shem, so you'll see, Beinu Bachai explains that we are made of a hybrid of a guf and a shama. There's the guf and there's the seichel. In order for the seichel and the guf to work together, we had to speak the languages that we can relate to. So the guf can understand what a lion is. The seichel has to incorporate that reality, get up like a lion. So we start this whole entire Shulchan Aruch, Chelek Arachayim, with the Tor, who brings from the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, Yehudim and Teim, Oz Kanom, Rekal Kanesha, Rotzka Tzvi, Gibor Kari, Gibor, be strong like a lion, because we know the lion is the king of the jungle. So be a king over who? Be a king over yourself, over the Yetzirah. One more point than this, why like a lion? Because the Shari Tshuva on the top, not the Shari Tshuva Musa, Rabbi Yoina, the Shari Tshuva on the top of the Sefer over here, he brings and he says that the Gemara tells us that when in the Yom Daf Samech Tes, when they dive in, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu should destroy the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, a lion, a fire lion, comes shot out from the Kodesh Kadoshim. And basically the Yetzer Hara is referred to as this Ari, this lion. He is very strong. So we want to be Nisgaber, we want to be overpowering that Yetzer Hara. Now, let's take a look over here in the Mishnah Sif Katan Aleph, Ki Lakach Niver HaAdam. This is what man was created for. Man was created to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Mashik Amar HaKasov, Kala Nikro, Bishmi, Ulechvaydi, Barosif. Everything is called by my name, and I created it for my glory. Therefore, we are here to serve Hashem. Va'af im yashiyenu yitzroi b'chayof leimar eich tamoid b'baiker ki akar gadol. And even if a person will be persuaded by the Yitzhara and say, how can you get up in the morning ki akar gadol? It's so cold outside. Oh yashiyenu b'kaitz leimar eich tamoid mimi toschu v'adayim le'sovate mishnosecha. Or in the summertime, because they used to go to sleep when the sun sets and wake up when the sun rises. So in the winter time, the sun would set earlier, so it's not a question of getting enough sleep. They definitely got enough sleep then, but guess what? The Yitzhara says, I have another tactic, and that's called, oh, it's too cold outside. So therefore, that's what the Yitzhara will tell a person in the winter time. It's too cold, stay under warm blankets. In the summertime, you go to sleep later at night, sunrise is early, sunset is early, is a long daytime, so the Yitzhara doesn't say you didn't sleep enough. So stay in bed, stay in your warm bed. And get some more sleep. Yizgabra lov al yishmaloi. That's what the Mishnah explains. The Mechaber is telling us, overpower the Yetzahara and don't listen to him. V'yachshu v'nashu. Now he's going to create a dimyon, a like marshal for us to have in our mind. And by the way, I mentioned this last night and in the Shir as well, Baruch Hashem, another tremendous hakaras hatov to Hashem, I am here today as opposed to in jury duty. And I called up the phone number, and I didn't have to go. Okay, I see Samach's and that big smile on the screen there. That's why I like to see your face. Okay, so
thank God. So
why am I saying that now, middle of this year here? Because a person should imagine if he has to go to a melech malchei amlochem hakadosh baruch hu. You have to go to a melech, you have to go to a king, you have to go to jury duty. You're going to be there on time. especially when they have in big red, if you don't come to jury duty, you'll be thrown in jail, throw away the key, they're going to lose it forever. Every other thing they try to, you know, I'm talking about scare living daylights at you. And it works, it scared me. So, now, back inside. If you had to go serve a king of flesh and blood, how quickly you would go to be there early in the morning, to get up early to prepare yourself to serve the king. Even more so, it's an expression of saying how much more so to the greatest degree. When we're coming to serve, we have to realize, I'm coming to serve my Creator. How are we serving Hashem? Tefillah is avodah. Says the Gemara. In Tainus, that base, which is the avodah shebelev? Ask the Gemara in Tainus. Have you oimezu tefillah? The Kuzari says, the most difficult nisayin you have a whole entire day is that of what? As davening a Shemayna Esrei with kavana. That's the most challenging thing a person has. That's avoid that we have to serve Hashem. Now, how do you do that? With preparation. With preparation means you come to davening on time, you daven a psuk at the Zimra, and you have built yourself up all the way up to Ishmaelah Esrei. Sifkot and Beis, Shiyahihu Ma'ayre Shachar, the person should wake up to dawn. The Shlach brings now, L'chaber Yoyim V'Layla V'Tayyar V'Tfilah, to connect day and night with Tayyar and Tfilah. Hein ba'baikir, hein ba'erev. Both in the morning and the evening. In other words, the times that day and night changes. So when you have sunset to sunrise, and sunrise to sunset, that's what it means, ba'ikir and erev. By us, before a person goes to sleep at night, to either learn before he goes to sleep, or you say the psukim of Kriya Shema Lamita, and then when you wake up, try to learn in the morning early as well. That's what he's referring to in the Gea to us. Miyad kishis oyer mishnasa yivainu rain salishan yitol yodav avshe nisham ushkov. Now the Mishru comes into the discussion of netilas sedayim, negel vaser, washing your hands in the morning, because when we sleep at night, our neshama, part of it, goes up to Shemayim, and then when we wake up, the neshama comes back, all of it. And however, there is this tumah, this impurity that rests on our fingers. So in order to remove that impurity, even if you don't want to get out of bed, you don't have to get out of bed. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. That means not till 7:30. Well, you don't have to get out of bed. But if you're lying in bed, he says here, you should still wash negel vaser. Because you don't want to sit in your bed, even if you just want to sit and think and whatever you might want to do, you should take off the impurity first. This tumah. So therefore, what do? When he writes a lishon, yitol yodov af shenisha mushkov, even though you're still lying in bed. Mikol shekain shalayelach abra amas b'lui netilas yadayim. Even more so, you should not go more than dollar amas without netilas yadayim. It's tzarich moed lizar b'zeh, and you should be very careful with this. Now he's going to bring a zayar kaddish, and the zayar kaddish is very machmir with this. When I say machmir has a wrong connotation. Machmir means, oh, he's strict and this one's lenient. The Mishruz bring down, the approach is that a person should keep the water by his bed and to make sure not to walk more than Dalat Amos without washing his hands, Negel Vassar. There's a tremendous punishment. A person who doesn't wash his hands, he walks more than Dalat Amos. Because he is keeping on his fingers, on his hands, this Ruach, this spirit of impurity. Shum iser over a chesra netilus yadayim. However, a person should not transgress any iser because of the lack of netilus yadayim. Now, what is he referring to? He can be referring to two things. First, he says, "Kigoyin latzer atzma milahashdin al ideizeh or likach ma'im shehichin chaveira over atzmai." Two things. Number one, let's say a person has to go to the bathroom and he didn't have water to wash his hands neglevaser. So, if a person has to use the bathroom and he doesn't, he has to urinate and he doesn't, so now this person is being transgressing Baal Teshaketsu, don't make yourself an abomination of holding himself back. He has to find water. No, that's incorrect. Use the facilities. Use the restroom. Another example, I find this interesting, maybe it's referring to a dorm room, I'm not sure exactly what the scenario might have been, but Reuven washes negel vaser by his bed. Shimon washes negel vaser by his bed. Shimon goes to sleep and forgets to get his negel vaser. So what does he do? He wakes up in the morning, he takes Shimon's, he takes Reuven's. So that's what he says here. Kigoyim. He says, that oilikach mayim sheheichin chaver over atzmai. Don't steal his water. That's gzeila. Don't steal his water. You want to be doing the mitzvah the best way, so you steal his water? That's absurd. Unless you know that you'll be able to fill up his water before he wakes up. And then he concludes on this point that Mishlur brings down here. He says that there are those who make a mistake with this. Nechshol means a stumbling block. They make a mistake. They take someone else's water. Oh, I did the mitzvah. And it's gzela. Sounds absurd. He's bringing this down. Now, I want to point out, he's also talking about historically a time period, which water was much more difficult. We have to appreciate that we just turn the faucet and then the water goes on. They had to go down to the well, carry the water back. And you know whose job this was? This was the little girls, by the way. These were the jobs of the 7-8-year-old girls, because the 7-8-year-old boys were out doing harder physical labor. And the girls would carry those heavy, that wood around over your head, on your neck, and then the two buckets on the side. And this is what they told when they went to...
The yoke.
You know, it's a good way to start the morning with the yoke, right? So this is what they told me when I went to one of these places. They show you how they lived in the old days. And the tour guide said, this was the job of the 7-8-year-old girls. Because the boys, the little boys like this, were doing even harder labor. And of course, the man was even more, right?
Wow.
So that's why the whole discussion of taking water, this and that. We go to the sink, fill up the water. Okay, Baruch Hashem, it's very easy for us. Now, the Mishnah is going to discuss the scenario as follows. The water is at a distance from you. Okay? And you don't know, you don't have anybody to bring it closer to you. Now, he says like this. You have two options. Either option number one, you go less than Dalet Amos at a time. Because the Gemara in Shabbos, Kufnun Gimel tells us, if you're walking less than Dalet Amos at a time, it's not considered to be Halich.
Oh, yes.
So maybe if I walk less than Dalet Amos, we're told don't keep this Tumah, this impurity on you, because then you will... don't walk more than Dalet Amos at a time. So then I'm walking less than Dalet Amos. So then eventually I get to that water, I'll wash my hands. That's one approach. The other approach is no, go quicker, run faster. Then that's how you should get the water. So he says, Im eira shamayim rechaikim ve'im lemi sheikar me'ilav. If it turns out that the water is far away from you, and there's no one there to bring it to you, nogu k'tzasim bali nefesh aholchim pachas pachas mi'ar ba'amois, you have bali nefesh. And there's a term he uses a few times throughout the Sefer, Bali Nefesh, the concern with their Nefesh, that they will walk less than Pachas, less than Dalet Amos at a time. Because like we said, it's not considered to be walking Dalet Amos. So you're not keeping the impurity on your hands for Dalet Amos. Mm-hmm. However, the Shari Tshuva on the top of the page writes, because of a Shari Tshuva al Zeh, Deloy Nehira. The Shari Tshuva says that's totally incorrect. Now you don't have to go to the top page, I'm just saying the source where it's found on that on the top. So he says, he's quoting the Shachu and Hafesh. The Adiv Yoyse Sheyelcha b'Merutzah Shulay LeHashay Zuach Ra Yodav. It's better. You should go quickly. You should go quickly, and not to keep this impurity, this tuma, this spiritual schmutz on your hands. Okay. Now he says further. In the Mishnah, Yesh Oimrim, Del Inan Zeh Amrin and Kula Beisa Kedalat Amos Dohi. The Mishnah brings now a lenient approach. What's a lenient approach? Lenient approach is that the whole house is considered to be like 4 Amos. Just confusing. And he's going to tell us one should only rely on this b'shas adchak, a time of emergency. So one should not rely on this as a lechadchila. Yeshayim delinan zeh aminan kula beisa is kedal amos. The whole house is like 4 amos. However, aval ein lismoich azeh ki'im b'shas adchak, do not rely on this unless it's a shas adchak. You're traveling somewhere, you don't have the water, or b'lechadchila, a person should prepare the water by his bed. Another scenario, a person wakes up and he doesn't have the water next to him. He makes up middle night, doesn't have the water to wash his hands to remove this impurity. Nonetheless, Chalilulai, he should not transgress any Isser. He should not transgress any Isser because of this. Rather, he should not, like Mevatel Divrei Torah, he should not say, oh, I can't wash my hands, so I can't learn Torah. Yes, you should wash your hands. If you can't wash your hands, yes, you should learn Torah. Chalilulai, Levatel, Medivrei Torah, Mishumzeh, Ashiyar Hayoyim, until the day wakes up. What does the day wake up have to do with anything? So I'm suggesting here that once again we're talking historically in that time period, that at night in those days they didn't have street lights, they had some torches perhaps, but it usually was pitch black. To go down to the well to get the water to the river was very difficult at night, you can't see anything. So that's why he's saying that you would wait. He says, when the sun rises, the water doesn't just appear. It's a matter of the day, the sun coming up, and now you can go get the water. Eli yito ma'at, but wash with whatever little water you might have. O yinaki yodav chomidi diminaki, or clean your hands in any way that you can wipe your hands on the table, on your pants, in something that can clean your hands. And then v'yivarech, and you make the bracha birchas ha-Torah, v'yilmayt kedin ha-tamun v'ha-paiskun. And you learn correctly like you're supposed to, Gemara and Paiskun. So here we see an attitude we have to learn Gemara and Paiskim, as he says right here. We now go to the top of the page, back to the Ramah, and the Ramah tells us as follows, Hago, the first Ramah in all of Arachayim, Val Koponim, Lo Ya'acher Zman, Atilu, Shatzi B'Spalin. Quoting the Torah, the Ramah tells us, a person should not miss out on the time of davening B'Tzibor with a minyan. In other words, even though, as we'll see in the Mishnah, it might be still Zman Tfila, but we have to appreciate and understand the importance of davening with a minyan. Hayinu, Sifkot and Gimel, 3 lines down in the Mishnah Brura. Afa pishulo yavar Zman Tfila, even though the Zman Tfila, Afa pishulo yavar Zman Tfila, even though the Zman Tfila will not pass, Mikol Mokoy, Mitzvah Ima Tzibor. There's a Mitzvah Ima Tzibor. There's a Mitzvah with a Tzibor. The daven with a Tzibor. Then he says, take a look later on, the end of the Sif Cotton test. Now we begin a very important general yisoid of Yiddishkeit, of placing Hashem in front of us at all times. And the Ramah says as follows, Shavisi Hashem lenegi samid, I place Hashem in front of me at all times. These are the words of David HaMelech. To which the Ramah says, "Hu klal goldu b'atayro v'maylus atzadikim ashaholchim lefnei elokim." It's a klal goldu b'atayro. It's a very important rule in the Torah, and it's the ways of the tzadikim ashaholchim lefnei elokim. Now, one should not say, oh, "Tzadikim, who am I? Little me? I'm not a tzadik." No, that's incorrect. This Ramah is written for every single one of us, every single yin in Klal Yisrael, that we should all aspire to reach these levels. Like he said in the Mishnah earlier, that a person's behavior and his actions are not the same when he's by himself in this house as opposed to when he's in front of a great king. And his speech and the way he talks to people is not the same when he's with his own friends or when he's sitting in front of a king. I know many years ago, I had the schus to eat by my Rosh Hashiva many times on Shabbos. And it's a different type of suda. If you want someone to pass you the soda, so you don't just say, can you pass the soda? You would say it quieter. Can you pass the soda? You would say, you know what? Can you pass it? You know, you would whisper to the person next to you. Say it quieter. When you're in your house, you can whisper to the person next to you. Can you please pass me the salt? Can you please pass the salt? Yeah. So, it's a different relationship when you're in front of godless greatness as opposed to with your chaverim, with your friends. Now, even more so, when the person can internalize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem Malei Cholar is Chavoydoi, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu's presence is everywhere. I made a love roi b'maisav. He's standing and watching over you. K'may shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, im yisosi im shmunis torim v'ani lo yirenu. Will the person hide himself in the hidden places and now can't see him with a question mark? Of course, Hashem sees everything. Miyad, when a person can internalize this, miyad yagia elav hayiro, turning the page, the yiro, the fear of Hashem, v'hachna, and the humility, the pachad Hashem zbarach aboish demyan otomid, will come inside of a person. And this is what a person has to contemplate. A person has to realize, I'm in front of Hashem at all times. We said in the Tillim, he said, shigoyin l'davar asher shor la'Hashem al kush ben yimini. And we said from the Chidah, Kush, we said, is Chav Vav, referring to Shaul HaMelech, because the Chidah said that Shaul HaMelech always had this concept of Shavis HaShem Neneg Yisamid. I want to suggest, Chav and Vav, you take the two letters together, you put it together, you have a circle, a Samach, that Shaul HaMelech, he always, as we said just now in this Ramah, he always saw Hashem everywhere he turned. Shavis HaShem Neneg Yisamid. Why? Because Shaul HaMelech, when he learned this Ramah, obviously, didn't learn the Ramah. It wasn't life. But when you learn this Ramah, which is from the Rambam and Mayor Nevuchim, this Yisoi that he lived with, he started it one day, and then the next day, and the next day, and he was building the spiritual muscles to get to Madrega of, as the Chidah says, Shalom Melech lived with Chav Vav Shem Havaya, Kosh Baruch Hu, the Gematria Shem Hashem is Yudke Vavke, Hashem is in front at all times. So a person has to realize, I can start doing this. I will start doing this. Of seeing Hashem in front of me at all times. We continue here with Siv Kotin Dalit. The Ramah told us that this is the Maidos at Tzadikim of placing Hashem in front of us at all times. The Hainu, Sheitzar Benavshe Tomid. Eich shehu oimid afnei Hashem zbarach. A person should internalize how he's standing from Hashem at all times. Hakadosh Baruch Hu muloi chol ares kavoidoi is everywhere. His kavod, his honor is everywhere. His glory is everywhere. The kasu b'shem Ariza. They bring down the name of the Ari Hakadosh. She yitzar shem havaya tamid neged einav b'nikud yiro kazeh yud kei vav kei. Here's the Eitzah. Right now, I'm looking at you. You're looking at me. And those who are listening to the Shir, they're not looking at me. They're listening, looking to the Sefer. When we look around, what do we see? So the Arizal is telling us that when we look around, we should try to see the letters Yud, K, Vav, K. The K is a Hey. But we don't want to say it out. That's Hashem's name. And we want to see the Yud underneath it has a Chirik. And the next letter, the He, underneath it has a Shva. And the next letter, Yud, K, Vav, K, has a Komatz. And this, when a person can work on doing this and seeing this in his eyes, in his head, it builds Yir Shemayim. Mezeu soy shivisa Hashem negi samid. And he tells us, Vezeh toyeles godu liyira le'inon hayira. So right away begin the first page of Shulchan Aruch. And we are told that we are Yizgaber Kari. Just a little recap here. We are here to get up like a lion to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that's why we are created. And we should apply this principle of Shivisa Hashem Neneg Yisamid at all times. And the Ramah told us in the first Ramah that we should try to make sure, of course, the Daven with importance with Daven with Aminion. And then, in the next piece that he's going to be telling us is about the importance of making sure not to desecrate Hashem's name. What they would do is make a write this down on klaf, Hashem's name, and then unfortunately we're going to read that tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, they would not treat it properly. It would fall out of the sitter or fall on the floor, and then they would be Oiver and Isra, having Hashem's name fall on the cloth, and sometimes they come to erase it as well. What I want to do now is a couple of things here. Let's go to the top of the page in the Bir Halacha, the top of the Bir Halacha. And we don't normally see every Bir Halacha, and we're not going to see every Bir Halacha, but over here, I want to share with you some Bir Halachas. The first Bir Halacha, he tells us that three times a day, there's a different Ma'id Ani. In the morning, we say, which we didn't learn officially here yet, we say, Ma'id Ani l'fanachem el'chai v'chayom, Shechazat to be Nishwasi Bechemlo, pause, Rabbi Munasacha. Okay, there's a different Moed Ani. There's a Moed Ani, and he writes, and you thank Hashem for all three different parts of the day. That you thank Hashem, Hashem brought you to the next section of the day. And in certain Siddurim, they actually bring this Moed Ani down, this Hirotzen down, and it's kedai to say it. You're not obligated to say it, but it's good to say it. Nachin Mo'od Lizar says the Bir Halacha, Loi Ma'akoidim Kol Sholish Tfilois Ha'idois Ha'yihirotzaim Avar B'Yishalmi Parak Tchilas HaShachar. Dahainu. We're reading once again from the first Bir Halacha in the Mishmur. Dahainu. B'Shachas, you say, Ma'idani Lefanecho Hashem L'Kai V'Kei L'Vasai Shoyitzi Sani, that you took me out Me'afela L'Oira. From, like we say in the Haggadah, Me'afela, from the dark L'Oira, to the light. Afel is dark, Oira is light. So we're thanking Hashem that I was sleeping, and Baruch Hashem, I'm alive right now. The next, Moed Daniel Fanecha, Hashem Lekai Lekai, Remain Lecha Rada, Moed Da'ani, the same Moed Da'ani, Kishem, Shekishem, Shekisani, Lirois, Kishachama Ben Mizrach, same way you Hashem merited and gave me this merit, rather, this chus, you gave me this opportunity to see the sun in the east, Kach Zachisi Lirois, V'mayrev, please enable me to see it in the west. That's what he said by Mincha time. But Arvis he wrote so in Kishem Shayisi by Afela Vaitisani Loira, Kain Tatsien Miafela Loira. And at the night time, the same way Hashem brought the person to the evening, so you wanted, you're asking Hashem, is a tefillah that you should merit, Tatsien Miafela, take me out from the dark into the light. Okay. Now we begin a very important. Another klal gadol of a Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says, "Who klal gadol b'Torah? Haroitz lekayim shevisi karoi. One who wants to fulfill shevisi Hashem properly. Yizdari zekayim asher nichtoiv b'shem sefer hachinuch. He should be careful to fulfill that which it says in the name of the sefer hachinuch. Sefer hachinuch is one of the great rishonim. The author is unknown. However, the Magen Avraham says it's the Ra'ah of Aaron Halevi, the Rebbe of the Ritva, the Shach in Simon Pei Zayin, beginning of Simon Pei Zayin in Yerodea, he says that it is the Ra'ah as well. However, the Chidah disagrees and he disproves it for different reasons. Either way, the Chinuch is a Sefer Chinuch, one of the great Rishonim. And he writes as follows, Sheish Mitzvahs chayivun tamid. There are six mitzvahs to be done on a regular basis. Lo yifseku mi'al adam afilu rega echad kol yomav. And this person should never, never cease to fulfill these mitzvahs. You're waiting a line, you're doing this, you're doing that. Try to incorporate these sheish mitzvahs tamid in your life. L'chol zman, l'chol rega, she'yachshay v'hen, kiyah mitzvahs esa. And every moment the person is thinking about this mitzvah, He these six mitzvahs, he is fulfilling a mitzvah in keitz l'matan schar mitzvahs. It's endless. The reward that one's going to get is endless for these mitzvahs. Ve'eloheim, what are these sheish mitzvahs tamidis? Aleph, la'amin sheyesh alekai echad ba'ilam, shehimsi kolim nisoyis, u'mechetza ritzoy nehu koma shehu achshav, v'shehoyo v'shiyah la'di'ad. Step number one, a person has to believe that Hashem is the one who created the world, Himsei Kolam Sois, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is past, present, and future, and He is the one, V'shu Shehoitzi Yonim in Mitzrayim, V'nasa Lano HaTorah, gave us the Torah. And that's what it says, it means, V'zeh Mitzvahs Esai, D'chsev Anoich Hashem Lekech, Asher Sisichu Me'eretz Mitzrayim, V'peirushay, Teidu V'taminu Sheyesh V'oilam Elokah, Mishkiach Sharei Yotzisichu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Know and understand that Hashem is the one who took you out of Mitzrayim. That's Aleph. Beis shleinam yeshum elohim zulosoi, not to believe in any other foreign guards. That's why you say elohim in chulin. No other foreign gods, but rather shneimar lo yiyel lecha elohim acherim al panai. There should not be any foreign gods. That's mitzvah zulosoi. Right? There's a noichesh malakecha lo yiyel lecha elohim acherim. Right, that's Sarah Sadivras, we just said. Even if you believe Hashem is in charge and ruling over everything, Rak Hashem gave power to run the world because the agnostics, whatever they say, that Hashem is on vacation. Chamal and Son't even say words like that, right? The person like this believes in idolatry. This person has to believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over all the worlds. And there's no power, no creation, nothing can be done without Hashem in charge. We will stop here. And Mitzvah Hashem, pick up from this Be'er Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah tomorrow, and the Be'er Halacha. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.